Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And we're going to light it up here today. We have Dennis Berry in here with us with Path to Independence. You got your Light It Up Blue Bartlesville Fun Run shirt on, and you're ready to at least have some fun running today, aren't you?
Very much. I'm very excited about the Light It Up Blue Fun Run for Autism here in Bartlesville.
Now, when is it?
It is April 17th, next Saturday, April 17th, mm-hmm. And it will be starting. We have a unique situation this year that we're going to do with the Fun Run. Mm-hmm. It's going to be an open gate from 8 to 9 o'clock, so you can show up at 8 o'clock if you want to get in the pack, take off and race, or show up between 8 and 9 and come in at a time maybe not be in that pack. You're still worried a little bit about what's going on with COVID and that. You can spread out, take off at a time of your choosing, and Tater Racing with their chips will still calculate your time, and it will be a legitimate run time.
So you don't have to worry about everybody starting and finishing at the same time. The chip, they will take care of it all. It's going to be accurate. And, wow, that's nice, because that's going to put a lot of runners at ease, knowing that they don't have to be all bunched up if they're not ready for that yet. That's really good.
Very much so. And that's one thing what we'd like to really emphasize on this run. It is an in-person run. So we're trying to get people out. We have that open time. You can get together or keep it spread out and enjoy the day and support a great cause, Paths to Independence.
Now, I understand we got the Fun Run that's going on, too.
We do. And we actually have a Fun Run, a one-mile Fun Run that starts at 8:45. It's a little later to allow the families and that to go in and have a good time, take advantage of this great Bartlesville community and Paths to Independence, go out, enjoy that Pathfinder Parkway, that route, and come back in.
Now, where are we going to set up? Where's the starting?
It all starts at Paths to Independence. Mm-hmm. It's right there on Frank Phillips by Turkey Creek. You can the packet pickup will be the day prior at the same spot. It will be from 4:30 to 6:30. And then the race itself will be the same location there at the Paths to Independence School.
Well, there you go. My neighbors, as a matter of fact, just a couple blocks down the road from you. Dennis, this is great. Tell us a little bit about Paths to Independence.
First and foremost, Paths to Independence is a beautiful blessing that Bartlesville has been bestowed upon them. It is a nonprofit corporation that is dedicated to providing educational and support services to children and adults with spectrum disorders and their families. I love it even with the title. I like to think of it in more of a layman's terms. Many children, different aspects on the autism spectrum, come in, they get the supports and services they need through accredited school, excellent teachers, excellent staff that help each unique individual create their path to independence. And that's a wonderful thing, because we all need our own individual path to independence.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And the fact that we're able to have such nicely specialized teachers for these very specialized kids is really unique. And it's a blessing to have here in our neighborhood and in our community. You serve a lot of kids throughout the region, and we're thankful for it.
We are very thankful. And I think if the Bartlesville community comes out, supports this run, it's for a great cause, they will see these beautiful children, these beautiful teachers, and how much care, love, and support we have and that they can have for us.
That is wonderful. Now, we were talking a little bit before we went on the air about registration. Now, you can do it the day of the race, but you can also register ahead of time, which would probably be a little easier.
Yes, and that would be the preferred method, and we have several ways that you can get registered and several ways you can register. Say you don't want to do the run, you can just sign up to support the school and get a t-shirt.
Great.
If you want to do a virtual run, you can sign up just for the virtual run. If you want to do the 5K or the fun run, it's very easy to do. You can hit the Facebook page. They have an awesome Facebook page. Or you can hit their website, www.pasttoindependence.org. Go in there. It'll tell you about the school. It'll tell you how to get signed up for the race. Mm-hmm. Several links, or even on these signs all around town. Mm-hmm. It gives great information, and there's a QR code
for all
you tech savvy.
Get out that cell phone and scan it, and beep, beep, and you're there.
Yes, sir.
It's amazing what we can do these days. And, of course, it's amazing what we can do when we pull together to help support Paths to Independence, too.
It truly is. It truly is. And we appreciate and honor anyone that comes out and helps us.
Now, this has gone on for a while, a few years. And it last year, of course, with COVID, things were different. This year, we're once again trying to get back to normal, but we're giving everybody the option. Like you said, you can do virtual and you can spread out, and the chips are going to help us maintain the time as it's specified, and it's going to be accurate. So this is really no worries and all smiles.
Yes, sir, and that's how the race committee, Paths to Independence, tried to set it up. This is the eighth year we're doing the race, so we've learned over time, and we want to provide all options to help everyone has a good time and come out and enjoy the run.
Well, we're going to see if Mother Nature's going to cooperate. Should. It ought to be a really nice day. I don't think we're going to be hitting any 90-degree temperatures quite yet. So this will be what they call a nice spring run. And this is really going to be a lot of fun. I know a lot of runners are looking to stretch their legs, and I know that there are a lot of people who just want to have fun supporting the school and the mission of the school. So, you know, you can go out there with the fun run. And like you said, you can just plain support the school. There's nothing prohibiting you from making a contribution, folks. You know what I mean?
Yes, it could be small to large. And you actually highlighted on a couple great things why we picked this time of year.
Yes.
So April not only is an excellent time to run, you know, beautiful weather, everything's starting to bloom, but it's also, April is Autism Awareness Month. Mm-hmm. And that's one reason why we like to say Light It Up Blue, the Bartlesville Run for Autism. With this run, we have blue light bulbs. If you need some, check with the school, or you can always purchase them. We like every house in Bartlesville, every business, hang up a blue light bulb to light it up blue for autism awareness. So thank you for highlighting on that about April.
I still got my blue light bulb. We got it right there on the front porch.
Excellent.
So I think everybody knows why it's there, too, because you know, we've been doing it for a while. But this is really great. And, Dennis, this is just a wonderful thing that we're doing here, not only for the community but for the school. Is there a website that folks can visit to learn a little bit more about Paths to Independence?
Yes, sir. Once again, that website is www.PathsToIndependence.org.
.org.
Yes, sir.
Not com.
Yes. And at that website, it can direct you to the run, the staff, how it's a nonprofit, our mission statement. Excellent information. But I always like to let everyone know with social media, you can obtain all of that through our Facebook page. It has excellent links, as well as register for the race.
Well, I like that. I like that. Very convenient, too. So if you're a new parent, set of parents coming into the community, or your grandparents, and you realize that your child or your grandchild might need some little extra help, this is a place that you probably would like to get more information on. And like you said, the website will take you there and has all the contact information. And you can go accordingly to what you feel is right for you. But for everyone else, let's go out and run. Let's go light it up blue. This is going to be a great, great event.
Yes, and I'd like to thank you for having us, just to let everyone know to light it up blue for this awesome run and Paths to Independence.
We have some other people to thank today, too. We've got a lot of board members, a lot of sponsors, don't we?
We sure do. And that's, once again, just shows how great this Bartlesville community is, starting with Bartlesville Radio right off. Like to
thanks.
Thank you.
We love doing this stuff.
I'd like to thank Paths to Independence, the school itself, as well as the race committee headed up by Keisha Shea. Then we have Christina Hewitt, Stephanie Callclaser, and Claire Bartley, and Gene Jensen.
Great.
We also have a wonderful lead sponsor who's been there many years. Great support by Jim Moore State Farm. And this is a long list, but it's a great list because it shows, once again, our community is with us. Some other sponsors will be the Merle family, Play for Burke, the Meserly family, the Windward family, Quality Muffler, Planet Fitness, Hill Dermatology, Kelleher Outdoor Advertising, and Faro State Farm, and Daniel Weaver State Farm. And all the people that are going to sign up, come out and enjoy a great day. You know, we like to thank you for supporting Paths to Independence educational programs for students with autism.
Well, Dennis, I got to tell you, you just put a nice little bow on that one, too, because there are a lot of people that do this, and not necessarily for the attention. They're doing it for the cause, and that's the beautiful thing.
It sure is. It sure is.
All righty. So, once again, folks, be looking for the signs all out and about, and, of course, get on social media, get on the website, get signed up, and that way we know how many to expect, and if you... just happen to be there on race day. We'll pitch in.
We'll make it happen.
But remember, you don't have to be crowded. You're going to go when you feel it's best. And what is this chip thing we were talking about? How does that work? Do you know the science on that a little bit? Because I'm thinking I do, but I probably don't.
Well, I know some general, maybe not the science, but Tater Racing, who has supported us with the race,
They'll
have a start gate. So you'll have a chip. I can't remember if it's on your ankle, your wrist, or it's maybe even on your tag when you wear it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But it's on you somewhere. Mm-hmm. When you cross that line, it will kick off your time as you run the route. And when you come back through, it will give you your end time. So this also brings up one great little caveat I would like to add.
Please.
So as far as the awards ceremony and that, when you come back through Tater Racing, it will calculate and tabulate who won and the brackets and all that. And then we will send out the awards and that after, so there's not a big congregation of people at the end. Mm-hmm. So when you're done with the race, you can finish all the chip. Everything will be accounted. If you want to speak and have pleasantries with others, by all means. But if you need to move on out, avoid the crowds, you can, and you will be mailed your, if you won, your medals.
I like that. You guys thought of everything. My goodness sakes. Well, Dennis Berry, I want to thank you for being with us today. And once again, folks, that's Paths to Independence. Light it up, Blue, for autism. Thank you for being with us. And we've got more coming up right here on K1.